IC Barcelona 2026 to spotlight Spanish gaming regulation and industry cooperation. IC Barcelona 2026 will present a focused program on Spain's gaming sector, zeroing in on regulatory change, illegal gambling, and regional collaboration. Organizers confirmed the event's Spanish agenda will run as part of IC Barcelona, scheduled for January 16th to 19th at Fira Barcelona Gran Via. The dedicated series of sessions, panels, and networking activities will take place in La Plaza, in Hall 3, and has been developed with a broad group of Spanish industry stakeholders and public authorities. Spanish program and partners. The ATSHO program was assembled with input from national and regional associations, law enforcement, and trade groups, including ANASAR, Policía Nacional, J Digital, Acordjoc, Cijuego, Club de Convergence, COFAR, the Cumbre Iberoamericana del Juego, and SADJUCAL. Topics will span the scale-up of illicit betting enforcement, evolving licensing regimes, cross-border Ibero-American cooperation and industry responsibility initiatives. Clarion Gaming's Director of Industry Insight and Engagement, Iwa Bacon, said the Spanish stream reflects a deliberate effort to tailor ICE to market needs. Participating directly with associations, regulators, and operators in Spain allows us to design content that responds to the real challenges the sector faces, from enforcement of illegal activity to measures on social responsibility and sustainability, Bacon said. That dialogue helps ensure ICE Barcelona delivers practical insight and meaningful networking for both policymakers and practitioners. Bacon also praised recent regional engagement in Castilla y León, where IC representatives attended the 18th Congress of Castilla y León and met local regulators and operators. Working with regional authorities and the private sector is essential if the industry is to modernize responsibly. The conversations we had in Castilla y León illustrate how public and private interests can align to protect consumers while supporting economic activity, she added. Regional figures fed into IC's planning. Organizers highlighted the Castilla y León market as an example of a mixed land-based and hospitality ecosystem. Some 115 gambling halls, more than 16,000 gaming machines and bars, 3 casinos, and 17 bingo venues, which the region says contributes roughly 60 million euros in tax receipts and supports around 2,000 jobs. What to expect at ICE Barcelona? Attendees can expect a mixture of policy briefings, operator case studies, and enforcement panels. Sessions on illegal gambling will involve voices from the Policía Nacional and industry groups examining detection, prosecution, and harm reduction tactics. Regulators and operators will debate pending and proposed licensing changes, and a strand devoted to Ibero-American cooperation aims to map regulatory harmonization and commercial opportunities across Spain, Portugal, and Latin America. La Plaza will act as the hub for the Spanish program, hosting roundtables and extended networking slots designed to connect regional operators with international suppliers and investors. IC organizers say the format is intended to create actionable outcomes, from compliance roadmaps to partnership agreements, rather than purely promotional showcases. With Europe's gambling landscape under continued regulatory pressure and growing scrutiny over social responsibility, ICE Barcelona's Spanish program arrives at a pivotal moment. The show's organizers and participating associations say the sessions will provide a forum for negotiators, operators, and law enforcement to align on practical steps to curb illicit markets while encouraging sustainable commercial development.